Here's what you missed on your federal benefits today with Brent Ford.
All right, Brent. So here is a typical scenario that I'm sure that you hear a lot. Let's say that I'm about 60, 61 years old. I'm about 5 years away from retirement. What does my five-year plan look like?
Well, what we look at for a five-year plan is, you know, number one, we have to start some sort of plan, right? And that's always the hardest part. I just talked to a really good friend of mine, just lost 40 pounds. I think he had just started CrossFit. And I said, well, what was the hardest part about losing that 40 pounds? And he said, just walking in the door every day is the hardest part. After that, everything is pretty easy. So that's kind of step one for our plan, is to just start some sort of plan, start educating yourself on kind of what is going on. From that point, once we start, it's very simple for us. We identify what your shortfall is going to be, what the difference is going to be between what you're making now and what you need to make in retirement. Without knowing how short or how positive you're going to be in retirement, everything else doesn't matter. You know, if you're going to be extremely short, then maybe we need to adjust your, you know, the savings rate of return on your investments. If you're going to be, you know, in the positive by quite a bit, maybe we need to reduce the rate of return on your investments and focus closer to safety. Second thing that we're going to do is that we're going to address your savings and kind of figure out how everything is working. We want to know what the fees are, what the rates of return are, how you're invested, how much money you're putting into each individual vehicle. And once we can do that, we can figure out how those things are going to address that shortfall or that positive in retirement. The third thing that we're going to look at is limiting or freeing up debt. So if we have a mortgage payment and we can structure a payment to pay your house off by the time you retire in 5 years, if we can make sure we get your cars paid up and done, credit card debt, whatever that is, so we can live on less money in retirement, that's going to be a very big deal for us. Sometimes we can't always get to our pre-retirement income just by savings. Sometimes we need to pay off some debt. You know, I'll tell a lot of people, for every $20,000 that you save, for most people on average, that's going to amount to be about $100 a month in lifetime income, so to speak. So for some people in a five-year stretch, we just can't get enough money out of saving more money. So sometimes that $20,000 will be better if it pays off the line of credit at the bank or it gets rid of all those high limit credit cards that you have. That can sometimes really aid your retirement, takes care of your mortgage payment, whatever that happens to be. And the last leg that we're going to look at is we're going to make sure that we build some tax advantage savings that within your portfolio. And what I mean by tax advantage savings is we want to focus on Roth IRAs because those come out tax-free. We want to make sure that you have emergency funds set up in the event that you can't work or that, you know, your pension takes longer to calculate, whatever that happens to be. One area I think that a lot of people are exposed on is all of their money ends up going into taxable vehicles. So every time they take money out, they end up having to pay Uncle Sam a portion of it. So that drips on your retirement savings, you know, a lot, because you're taking out 20 to 30% more than you actually need because you have to pay the tax bill on it at the end of the year. So by funneling some money into, you know, non-qualified brokerage accounts or non-qualified investments or Roth IRAs, what you're able to do then is if you need to buy new windows for the house or you want to put a down payment on a, you know, a cottage or a car, whatever that happens to be, we have some money available for that. And by taking kind of that laddered approach and working through everything very systematically, we're going to identify the things that we need to change immediately. And then as we work through each one of those steps, we're going to build a really nice, cohesive five-year plan that you can work off of. And that's going to lead to more success in retirement.
Again, it's all about taking that first step into putting together your very own complimentary income plan with Brent. Give him a call today, 800-905-8576, 800-905-8576. And you can always get more details at yourfederalbenefitstoday.com.